The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back, and thanks so much for being here. I'm excited that you are because I've seen in my clinical practice such a rise in the last 5 years of people coming in with either me having to help diagnose them or being diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. And I've got my buddy, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, with me again. Let's talk about why the rise, what's the cause, and hey, what can we do about it? Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, welcome.
Thank you, Holly. So, for listeners, do you have an immune system that's gone wild? Have we got a treatment for you? So,
there you
anyway,
go.
Whether you've got lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's, thyroid problems, main cause of hypothyroidism, is autoimmune. Whether you have adrenal fatigue, which often is autoimmune as well when it gets severe, or any of a host of other problems, dry eyes, mouth, all these many, there are literally hundreds of them. First of all, let's start with why this is happening, why we're seeing this. These used to be really rare things, but now our immune system really needs help because, and let's take a look why. Number one, it starts in the gut.
Yes.
If you don't digest your food completely because you don't have enzymes, which are destroyed in food processing, and you don't have stomach acid, which is a little they're wiping out insanely much. You don't have those two, you don't digest your food all the way. And then if you have leaky gut because of all these different infections, either other infections in the gut, all of a sudden this partially incompletely digested food starts to get absorbed into your blood. And now your immune system has to finish digesting that hamburger you ate. And this is a massive, massive amount of work. So first of all, we exhaust the immune system. And then we throw 85,000 chemicals out in the environment that human beings have never seen in the history of humankind. And all of a sudden, it gets really overwhelmed and starts attacking everything. And the one thing that might keep it in balance, which is your adrenal gland, is just, whoa, settle, down, boy. It's exhausted, too. So you get the perfect storm for an immune system gone whack that can't tell friend from foe.
And I got to tell you something. I love that you're talking about all of this because the thing that I want to guard against is that because folks come with these autoimmune conditions, they go into their conventional Western doctors and they are offered a litany of, I think, very aggressive, very toxic, sometimes, you know, certainly appropriate medications. But in the long term, it's not the solution. It's not identifying and treating the cause. And there, as you see from listening to you folks, there are so many contributing causes to why an autoimmune condition can start. Hey, your body is like a little bit confused. It's starting to attack something that it shouldn't be. So let's figure that out.
Absolutely, because first of all, even though sometimes you do need to use these strong drugs to attack the immune system when the dog's at your throat, but mostly the immune system needs help. It doesn't need to get wanked over the head further. So start with indigestion. Take a good digestive enzyme that's plant-based, like Complete Gest, instead of the acid blockers. Use the things like the masticum. Use immediate heartburn relief. Use things like DGL licorice, things like that to heal digestion. And then knock out the candida. We've talked about that on other shows. Berberine can help knock out infections in the gut. So there's a lot you can do. And you talked earlier about the apple cider, which is a really healthy thing to help with digestion. Anything that acidifies the food, like the apple cider vinegar, betaine HCl, all of those can go ahead and help heal the digestive process. But let me make it simple for people. If you go to my app, Cures A to Z.
Cures A to Z.
Capital A to Z. It's a free app for iPhone, Android. Look up indigestion. If you have irritable bowel syndrome, look that up. And then it'll tell you how to heal your digestion. So we have time to talk about other things that are really important for autoimmune disease as well. So we move to the pain component?
Yeah, let's do it because that is an additional component that happens, and it's sometimes, once again, mistreated, and it's just going down a rabbit hole of more medications.
Mm-hmm, because often the doctors are going to be whacking with a heavy-duty, translate expensive medications. Profitable? Oh, scientific? No,
right.
Not really scientific, but profitable.
Exactly.
Toxic?
Right.
Expensive? Oh, I feel like an orgasm coming. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. Stop it. Okay, anyway. So what do you do? Say you have dry eyes and dry mouth. Very right. easy. Hydra 7, which is sea buckthorn oil, two twice a day, has been shown to improve tear and saliva production, but it's going to take about 2 months. The nice thing is not just will your eyes and mouth moisten, everything in your body will moisten. Your skin will moisten, so you'll see the fine wrinkles will tend to decrease. You're going to find that the vaginal function improves. You moisten everywhere. So the sea buckthorn oil or Hydra 7, two twice a day, but give it the 2 to 3 months.
I love it because, you know, Jacob, a lot of people understand and know about omega-3, omega-6 is omega-3 especially, but this is an omega-7 oil, and it's extremely effective for exactly the things that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Really, really good stuff. But gram matters because they need to use the right parts of the plant. They need to do it properly.
Right.
And then pain. The natural things for pain can be highly effective and decrease the amount of toxic chemo medications and other things the doctor may throw at you. So I would go with things like Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Write that one down. Go to the store and get it. 2-3 times a day for 6 weeks. Most people find that their pain goes way down. It can be taken with any of the other medications except Coumadin. And then after 6 weeks, when the pain has come down a lot, you're going to find you can lower the dose to 1-3 times a day. Fish oil. Instead of 16 fish oil pills a day to settle inflammation, 1 or 2 of Bectomega. You don't need those handfuls of pills. Just keep it really simple. That gives your body the fish oil, that balances the immunity. It gives the essential fatty acids, basically. Just 1 or 2 a day is plenty. It literally is equal to 8 to 16 of the others. And take some nice comfrey cream to rub over the areas of pain. Another nice herbal pain mix and pain. All of these can be taken together for about 6 weeks. You knock that pain down, you knock the inflammation down, you settle things. And then you do some adrenal support. And it's not hard to do. Adrenal stress end is a nice herbal mix. But also the medication Cortef, which is bioidentical hydrocortisone by prescription. Mm-hmm. The doctors are giving prednisone in high dose.
Right.
And that sometimes is needed for emergencies. But then the problem is it suppresses your adrenal. And when they try to wean you off, instead of stopping when they get down to 3 milligrams a day, where it's really pretty safe, they then try to get you to 0, and you crash and burn because your own adrenal has been put to sleep. Talk to a holistic doctor about using Cortef. For that, you can use anywhere up to 20 milligrams safely a day long term. That's like about 3 to 4 milligrams of prednisone. So simple things like that. And then one other major, 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 major thing, Holly. So many people with autoimmune disease have secondary fibromyalgia, and then they're treating the wrong thing.
Right.
Fibromyalgia gets better with what you call the SHINE protocol. We've talked about that elsewhere. You can go to endfatigue.com and do the energy analysis program. You have autoimmune disease. If you can't sleep, if you have widespread pain and can't sleep, especially brain fog as well, you've got a secondary fibromyalgia. And the medications they're giving you for the lupus and the rest are not going to help that. Do the energy analysis program at NFT.com, and it will tell you how to optimize energy, which is how.
Well, and I love it once again, Jacob, because you know this is a component. I've seen it over and over again. And if you don't understand, identify and treat the cause. I know you're a medical doctor. I'm an naturopathic doctor. I have these principles, identify and treat the cause. But you're an honorary naturopathic doctor because you think this way. Comprehensively, you use your mind. All right, we've got about 30 seconds. Give me your final little summation of autoimmune disease and what people can do about it.
Basically, a simple thing. Let me give you 2 sources. Cures A to Z or the book Real Cause, Real Cure. Your doctor knows 20% of what can help you. There's so much more. And these are sources where you can find that information.
All right, Jacob, thank you so much. Folks, thanks so much for being here. Little word up on autoimmune conditions. It's deeper than you think, but there's so much you can do about it. And you can heal. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. We're on Radio MD. We'll be right back.